You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
And now back to lead us through our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight, my friend?
Hey, Tony. Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Ah, we're fantastic.
Great, Tony.
As well. So, Tone, last week was wasn't a stellar week for any of us, but you come out on top this time. Last week, I led us at 3-2 with you guys being 2-3. This week, you're 3-2, and Bob and I were 2-3. And I, on a side note, I don't know that that has ever happened, that Bob Lazzari has been under 500 2 weeks in a row ever.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some sort of exorcism.
Door is open, Tony.
Trying to get there, man. Trying to get there.
So kudos to you, Tone, because you picked the Cowboys over the Rams. That's what got you the leg up. I thought you were crazy for doing that. That, you know, your son-in-law spiked your drink or something to get you to pick the Cowboys last week, but worked out. So kudos to you, my friend. That was the winner. We were all wrong in the picking the Titans over the Texans, and my Steelers were miserable against the Bills last week. That was pretty painful. And then we were all right picking the Packers over the Bears and the Chiefs over the Broncos. So that Cowboys limb you went out on paid off. So you catch up, you make up a game on Bob, who is now 26-14 on the season. You're 24-16, so two games back, and I'm 22-18. So I'll still win your money in Vegas, but not as much as you and Bob are going to win for folks. So, but good for you two. All right, let's go on to this week's games and see if Tony can get even closer. And we're going to start out with what's probably the main event of the week on Saturday, with the 10-4 Bills going to your 11-3 Patriots, Tony. A loss, believe it or not, a loss could actually cost the Patriots the division. Potentially for the first time since 2008. You got the Bills playing good defense right now. Your Patriots, you know, lost two of the last three. So how you feeling about this game, Tone?
You know, it's got to be a defensive game. And what it's going to come down to is come down to coaching. It's going to actually come down to the team that makes the least, has the least turnovers. And when you get it down to that, and you know, knowing that the Patriots are not scoring a lot of points, these are the Bills. I don't think. Their offense is kind of shaky to me sometimes. But you know, we're playing at home, which is advantage, and we still got Belichick, and that's the big advantage that you're gonna have to go with on this game. I think it's gonna be a great defensive game to watch. I'm saying 27-24, New England win.
Well, Bob, I don't know if it's Belichick or the fact that they probably have the best video crew on the planet. One of those things is going to get them potentially to a win. I don't know. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think Tony has a pretty good perspective on it. I mean, I think when in a season where New England's offense is a little bit questionable at this point, I think when the bottom line is, this is a New England team playing at home in December, and I think that's pretty much it. And they had another kind of struggled in had a bad half last week. You know, it's not that it's been a real long time since they played an incredible game for the whole time, but they pulled away from a overmatched squad. But I think. Yeah, I think Tony's going to be right. I think there's not going to be that many points scored in this game, but I think their defense is going to really show up in a big way. It's going to be cold. This is going to be total December football in New England. So I think you're going to see New England 24-14.
24-14. All right. Well, you know, and I agree with the majority of what you guys have already put out there. I mean, the Bills' offense was marginally better than a terrible Steelers' offense on Sunday night. I mean, Josh Allen threw for 139 yards. 99 of the 139 was to John Brown. And we all know what Belichick is going to do, right? He always takes away what you do best. So my anticipation is he's going to take away John Brown from Josh Allen and see if he can throw a completion to anybody else. I'm not sure he can. I mean, these defenses are both really, really good. I expected, like you guys just said, I think this is a low scoring game. And if you're going to say, hey, which quarterback is going to make a big mistake? I mean, that, to me, that's clearly Josh Allen. And the Patriots lead the league in the takeaway giveaway ratio. They're an amazing plus 24. So I'm going with the Patriots as well. I say it's a low scoring close one. I got the Pats 20-17. Our second game, fellas, is the 11-3 Saints going to the 8-6 Titans. Now, Tony, the Saints and Drew Brees looked unstoppable Monday night. I mean, for crying out loud, 29-30, Drew Brees. Are you kidding me? This is a sort of a must-win situation for the Titans if they want to really, you know, keep their hopes alive for the playoffs. Can they win at home against the Saints?
It's going to be really tough to beat the Saints right now, the way they're playing. You know, Drew Brees just breaking the record last week, and their defense is playing good. The only thing the Saints have to worry about is stopping that rushing attack of the Titans. And I think they can do it, but they won't do it. The Titans will win. They will beat the Saints in Tennessee.
Wow.
They will beat them. They're going to beat the Saints. They're going to beat the Saints 28-24. Titans win on this weekend. Titans. Go
wow.
Titans.
Wow, this is sort of a change up for you, Tone. You got now the blowout special, now the upset special of the week. Look at you. Titans beat the Saints. Bob? Tony crazy?
You know, if you look at their point score, point against, there's not much of a difference between the teams. But, you know, what I just think when you have a guy like Brees healthy with the best receiver on the planet, the best, maybe the best quarterback out there, the smartest quarterback anyway. I mean, it's going to be very hard, and it seems like they really have their stuff together, and they're gelling at this time, and I don't see them losing. I'm going to go with the Saints, and I'm going to say Brees has another incredible game, and might be a shootout. I think New Orleans defense is up, down. It's maybe a little down, but they still score enough. I'm going to say 34-28 Saints.
All right, well, guys, I need the Titans to lose to help my Steelers, so I'm going to speak that into existence. Again, Drew Brees, an amazing night against the Colts, and I need a similar performance against the Titans. Now, the good news is the Saints' defense is fourth against the run, so maybe they'll be able to bottle up Derrick Henry a little bit. And if you can believe it, the Saints are better on the road this season than they are at home. 6-2 at home, 5-1. On the road, 3-0 against the AFC so far this season. Throw in the fact that the Titans defense is ranked 25th against the pass. So all of that points to the Saints. I need them to win, and they're going to win. I got the Saints 30-20. Our third game, it could be marquee game number two just because of the intrigue with the 7-7 Cowboys going to the 7-7 Eagles. Tony, this one could be for all the marbles in the NFC East. So are you drinking the Kool-Aid again this week with the Cowboys, or do you like the Eagles at home?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, the Cowboys, man, they look like a playoff team last week against the Rams. And I think they're kind of going back to what they do best, is that run the ball, man. I don't know why they got away from running the ball. That's what they pay all them great offensive linemen that they have down there in Dallas. And again, I'm not impressed with the Eagles at all, even playing at home. So I'm going with the Cowboys. The Cowboys to win it, in the worst conference in the NFL, 7-7, the leaders, huh? But, we'll go with the Cowboys. We'll say, you know, I'm not really sure, them scoring a lot of points, but, there will be some points scored. So we'll go 34-27 Cowboys.
Okay. Bob, is Tony right?
I think Tony's right. I think, you know, they already hold the tiebreaker over this team, but I think they just want to put them to bed this year, and what better place to do it on the road against a division rival. And I think they're playing, I don't know about Jason Garrett's future, if they're playing for his future, but they just have to get into the playoffs. So I think the Cowboys, yeah, they have another good week. Maybe some points are scored in this game, but I think Philly's, their season's done after this week. So the Cowboys win, let's say close to what Tony said. I'm going to go 31-20 Dallas.
All right. Well, for me, guy, I can't figure the Dallas Cowboys out. They've been, you know, the team like the Cardinals were a couple of years ago, Bob, that just every time I pick, they go the opposite way.
Oh.
I pick them to win, they lose. I pick them to lose, they win. And boy, Tony, to your point, they sure did look dominant against the Rams last Sunday. But you got Dak right now, a little banged up. He's got a sprained right shoulder, may not practice all week long. Eagles have won two in a row, albeit over the Giants and the Redskins. And it hasn't been pretty, but they've gotten it done. The defense is number three against the run, so that could help them bottle up Zeke a little bit. And say what you want about Carson Wentz, but you know, if you really look at the numbers, the guy's got 25 touchdowns to 7 picks. His passer rating is 92.3, which ranks him 14th. And Dak is just a little bit ahead of him. Everyone's, for a while there, was talking about Dak as MVP. Dak's only two places ahead of him at 12th at 99.3. Now, when you kind of look at the history between these two teams, the Cowboys have beaten the Eagles 4 straight times, including a 27-point win earlier this season. And they've had all kinds of trouble with Zeke and Amari Cooper. You look at their average yards when they're playing the Eagles, both well over 100 yards against the Eagles. So that doesn't bode well. But I think it really comes down to the fact that the Cowboys got a lot of weapons and the Eagles just don't have that many. They're banged up at wide receiver. I just don't know where they're going to get the points from. Now, all of this heads the other direction. If you know, Dak can't play or can't go, then you've got a whole bunch of hurt going against the Cowboys. But right now, seeing that, you know, let's just say Dak is in there, then I'm going to take the Cowboys as well. I'll go Dallas 27-20. Our fourth game, guys, is the 10-4 Chiefs going to the 7-7 Bears. Now, Tony, the Bears are playing for nothing but pride at this point. They've been eliminated from playoff contention, but do you think they can muster up an effort to slow the Chiefs down this week, or do they fall below 500 following this game?
The Bears, they might as well go on vacation right now, man. It's over. It's done. They don't have enough firepower to keep up with the Chiefs, man. They just, and you know, they have a good defense, but not enough offense. Even them playing at home, I know it's going to be cold. KC doesn't worry about the cold. I was watching them last week playing in the snow. I was like, this is unbelievable how these guys are playing in the snow and all the passing yardage that Mahomes is getting. He's just unbelievable. So again, Mahomes playing against the Bears, and it's going to be ugly. It's going to be real ugly. I'm saying 44-10, Kansas City.
Wow, 44-10. So we got the upset special and the Tony Collins blowout special all in the same show. Bob, what do you think?
I can't disagree with Tony. Kansas City, because a team like them in Seattle are two of the best road teams in football. And Tony's right. They cannot match their firepower whatsoever. And defenses, they're probably even, but they just can't match them on the offensive side. And I think Kansas City, they'll move their record to 11-4, stay right up there as far as good seed in the playoffs. And I'm going to say they win this rather easily. Not as much as Tony, but I think they win 34-17.
All right. And I'm with you guys. I think this is a pretty easy game to pick. Yes, the Bears have a good defense, but it is an elite against the pass. Now, they're ranked 13th against the pass. I mean, Dak threw for 334 against them a couple of weeks ago. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to chew up large chunks of yardage against the Bears defense, but the Chiefs are converting 46% of the time on third downs. So they're able to sustain drives. On the opposite side, just like you guys talked about it, the Bears offense, I mean, they're averaging 18.3 points per game. You know, a healthy Pat Mahomes, can he lead them to 20 points? You're darn right he can lead them to at least 20 points. That's for sure. Put up 23 against, you know, what might be the best defense in the league this year in New England a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, I think Mahomes comes in, does a number on the Bears. I like the Chiefs to win as well. Like I say, not quite as much as Tony has it, but I got the Chiefs taking a win 27-16. All right. Our last game this week is the 11-3 Packers going to the 10-4 Vikings. Tony, this could be for the NFC North title. The Packers have won 3 in a row. The Vikings have won back-to-back games. So one of those teams is going to keep it rolling. One of those teams is going to end a streak. Which one does it?
I got to go with the Packers, man. Even though, you know, Minnesota's playing at home, but it's just Aaron Rodgers is just the one for me. It's the one that's going to win this game. I know he's not performing like he usually performs, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers right now is probably the or not one of the best quarterbacks that's playing in the league right now. So I got to go with Aaron. Close game, though. It's going to come down to a field goal. We'll go 27-24, Packers.
All right, Bob, what do you got?
I'm going to do something I hate to do, and that's bet against Rodgers. Because Minnesota guys, I believe they're the only team that hasn't lost at home this year. And they're very, very tough in that building. They score more than Green Bay, and they give up a little less, so I think it's going to be raucous there, and I'll probably say next week at this time, why did I bet against Rodgers? But for some reason, I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say it's a field goal game in the favor of Minnesota. How about 30-27 Viking?
Okay. Well, guys, to me, the Vikings sort of live and die with Dalvin Cook. He's a guy who's averaging 4.5 yards per carry, has 13 rushing touchdowns. Not sure he's going to be able to play this week, and if he doesn't, well, that's a lot of offense to lose for them. Now, the Vikings are 8-2 in their last 10 games. And if I told you that Kirk Cousins has more passing yards, more touchdowns, a higher passer rating, and has been sacked 9 fewer times than Aaron Rodgers, would you have guessed that that was actually the case? And it is. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, hey, look, if Dalvin Cook plays, I'm with you, Bob. I'm taking the Vikings. But something, you know, he's got a shoulder injury that's been nagging him all year long. Not sure he's going to get out there and get in it. So without him, I'm with Tony. I'm going to take the Packers. I think it's a close game. Vikings got a good defense, but I got the Packers winning this game 20-17. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. One of the things that we're really proud of, we're helping, high school athletes and non-athletes as well, going off to college, giving them scholarships, and that's one of the things of giving back to the community.
Tony, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your wife and the rest of your family. We look forward to catching up with you again soon. In between now and then, take care, bud, my friend.
Stay well, Tony.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy New Year. It's great. Fantastic.
Hey, guys.
See you, Tony.
See you guys real soon.
That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. All right, we've got our next guest, Lee Steinberg, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Lee on the other side of this real quick station break.